beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Because if you're like me, anybody that's watching this, you probably want to jump through your television station sometimes and you just want to wring people's necks. That may be too politically incorrect for me saying that right now, but I'm not all about being politically correct whatsoever. But what I am is I am offended that people have the audacity to get on national television and say that one person and this person is more conservative than this. What is conservative? Is being a Christian not conservative? Was eating out of a food pantry when I was single raising two kids, was that not conservative enough? When I made a lot of money and I gave all my money away when I became wealthy, is that not conservative enough? Am I not conservative enough because when I go back to Hawaii that I feed the homeless veterans that are sleeping underneath the banyan trees and get fined $100 because the government says it's illegal to feed homeless people? Is that not conservative enough? Where's the handbook that tells me what it is to be conservative?
All right, and joining us now is Phil Valentine. Good. By the way, you. I want to hold up. I got to write the foreword for this great book, The Conservative's Handbook.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus, shit, Dubious Intent is brought to you by Podcast Stuff with the fuck. Check them out at Podcast Stuff. Fuck. And don't forget to use a special listener checkout code DI Plus for a. No. God damn. Welcome to D. I really should write this out. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the Podcast Stuff Fuck Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Dan.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
I just want to warn you that I wasn't in studio mode when you checked all that stuff, and now I am. So
at the end of the show, you need to do the thing that I wanted you to do at the beginning of the show. It doesn't matter anyway. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
This is what happens when you...
What is the name of our
show? Our show is called Dubious Intent.
All right.
And I know that, and it's everyone's saying it's the Mary Jane. It has nothing to do with the Mary Jane. It has to do with doing this intro so many times in a certain style and just kind of forgetting.
You should fire the teleprompter person who types out the teleprompter stuff because
Hopey changey with the teleprompter.
You are
drill,
you
baby, are. Drill is what I say with the thing. How are you doing, Adam? Are you doing good?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. I had a couple of things happen this week, so I feel like I actually have things to talk about.
Wow.
But before I do that, let's do this. So it's 9:15 in the evening, as everyone knows, and that can only be one thing that streaming on pride48.com.
This is why I do the intros, Adam, because it sounds awfully kind of like your tone color is very condescending on that. I'm just saying. It's just like, whatever. It's 9:16. We're in front of a... No, Adam, you do it like this. You know what? Hey, you know what? It's 9:16 p.m. on a Sunday evening. And that can, of course, mean only one thing, Adam, as we are streaming live on Pride48.com. Pride
Plus.
Pride 8 Plus. Drill, baby, drill is what I'm going to just keep doing that. Anyway, Adam, who's in the chat room tonight?
We have Angela, 2B Pecked, Anti Vera Charles, Crone 404, Cyclone, Mags, RT Cruiser, Toppy Smelly, Who Shot JR, and Minium 51.
But now, do you know who the Who Shot JR? Do you know what that's all about?
I don't know anything recent that it would be about, but
there's a podcast that you and I both have listened to in the past, and they're doing their very last episode next week. It's going to be, this was the clues that we got, was that their very last episode ever is going to be a takeoff of the highest rated season ending show on television. And that would, of course, be Dallas, Who Shot JR. That season cliffhanger was the highest rated.
Wait, which podcast is this that's going away?
It doesn't matter. They're going away. It's like, it's all about me. Yeah, they're going away. This is their last show is coming up. This coming January 31st. Well, January 30th, I guess. Or I don't know what day. I think they record it the one night and then they release it. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Wait, are they really going away or is this?
Yes. Wait, this cannot possibly be news. If you have ever heard of It's All About Me, they're going away.
Well, I know they're ending the season, but then they're coming back.
You don't know that. Nothing's guaranteed. You don't know that they're coming back. This is their last show, Adam, of their series.
Well, I haven't listened to the one that just came out like 3 hours ago or something. I don't know when it came out, actually, but I haven't listened to that one yet.
Anyway, I'm just saying, it was just interesting that someone named Who Shot JR would be here in the chat room, because I think it's going to be they're going to shoot Curtis, I think, because they have this long history. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about another podcast who is not quite as good as us. You'll enjoy this. When you listen to their most recent episode, Adam, they're doing it in an echo chamber because they were just like, decided.
That's always good.
Right. They decided, I'm pretty sure that they recorded this one in the center of a gymnasium, just like with hardwood floors and concrete walls, because it was very echoey.
When people start podcasting, that's what I recommend. Rent out your high school gym.
Yes. It gives ambiance to it. It gives ambiance to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
They did it there. They were recording in the middle of the gym. It was great. The boys' basketball team wasn't there because of the restraining orders, but they did the show there, and it was very echoey. So I'm guessing that they're going to end. This is going to be the last one, because I think they've sold off equipment, because they used to have decent equipment. So I don't know what happened. I don't know why suddenly, they're in the gymnasium.
Well, I don't know. They move around.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know what? We had 3 good years with them or whatever. If you want to say goodbye to Mark and Ed, if you ever listened to their little show before and you wanted to express your condolences or, say goodbye to them or good riddance, whatever you want to say, just call their voicemail and say,
what would that voicemail be?
Oh, I don't know. It's all about me podcast.com. We'll see. What is it? Is it on their website?
I don't know.
No, of course. Why would they website? Put their phone number on their website? That would be crazy. No, here it is. 505-926-1584. And just call them. Call them and tell them that you love them and you miss them. Even if you don't. They need the, Anyway, it doesn't really matter. They're not the first to pod fade from Pride 48. I don't know if you know that, Adam.
No, I didn't.
Over the many yars of us. What's that? Oh, are you?
Well, I'm in the same location that Mark and Ed did their show from.
How did you get in there? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's live from Pride 48. This is It's All About Me. Now we're going to go over the memes or whatever
memes. Let me ask you, Adam. Just pick a song. Pick a song. You can hate it or love it. Doesn't matter. Just pick a song. Just pick any song name, and let's just play this little game real quick. Go ahead.
Emotions.
Emotions by who?
Mariah Carey.
All right, so let me ask you this, Adam. I'm going to play this little song here, this little emotion song. Now, Adam, would you say you like it or you hate it? Now, before you answer, I'm going to try to predict. This is a completely new game that no one else plays. And I think, we had such a good time with our lip reading game. I thought this would be fun. So I'm going to guess whether you love or hate this song.
Okay.
Now, because I'm a friend of yours, Adam, I know, that you are a huge Mariah Carey fan.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess that you love this song. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Woo! Wow, that is amazing. That's great. That's a fun game. Oh, didn't I just imagine that for 3 hours and that's the It's All About Me podcast.
And now you win the chance to catch up with me. Oh, wait. Wrong.
Oh, you know what? They're throwing a party in Albuquerque, which is where they're from, right? In New Mexico. They're throwing a Better Call Saul party, and they posted a YouTube video about their party for the members of their group. They have a Facebook group for the
now,
all
Now, is it a what some would call Saul?
Yeah,
or
Better
who?
Call Saul.
Better, yeah, that yeah. one.
Yep, it's that party, and so they're having they're renting out the big rooms at the hotel there. They got a hotel code, and it's like a little mini Pride 48 going on in New Mexico, except it has nothing to do with gay people. Right? It has people, the fans of it's You Better Call Saul show. So anyway, I wish I think maybe I can see how do I get to.
Oh, I know what I did there. What some would call Saul. I was mixing up what right, some would call name. Lies with Better Call right. Saul. Right. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm sure it's a common mistake.
I think, no, let's see. Now, how do I get to their channel?
Now, Better Call Saul, is that like, I know nothing about this.
It's a TV show. Yeah, it's a TV. It's a spinoff show, which is actually done in the form of a prequel to Breaking Bad.
And Breaking Bad was where he was a good guy and then all of a sudden he started selling meth or something?
Yes. All right, I'm not going to find it. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm not going to find it. Did I subscribe to their channel? I don't think I subscribed to their email, to their YouTube channel.
Unsubscribed
to their YouTube channel. Anyway, the point is on this video, they were announcing a contest at the event. It is so confusing. It's like, so they don't even do it on their podcast. It is so confusing, this contest, because it's like, hey, and you can be in a drawing, and then unless you're in state, in which case we're going to prioritize the people from out of state, and if they leave two comments on a bulletin board, then we're going to give them on a waiting list. It was like so confusing as to what you were even entering.
Right.
It was,
then you have to call in and say, square me, bitch. And
it's just, all right, we've wasted enough time.
Yeah, we talk about them every episode.
Well, we should, like, because they're ending. Their show is ending.
It's like they're paying us.
They should. They should pay us.
We really should.
You know how many strings would be on that, though? It would just be like a... Hold that thought there, Adam. Let me answer the phone.
Yeah, hi guys. Arthur Drusel from the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Character actor, David Muggles, dead at 78. Probably most famous for playing Mayor of New York in the Trespasser films. Okay.
No idea what he just said. What the fuck did he just say? I heard like, with the marbles in your mobile pocket. Nerf.
David Margreaves? I can't remember. That was last week. I can't remember now.
Margreaves. You know what? I think this wasn't this, what's her name's husband? Or wasn't this Celine Dion's husband or something?
No, that was Rene Angelil or whatever.
Right. I'm inclined to say...
Okay, we haven't had a while. I think
it's not like RT Cruiser needs the entries into the.
Yeah, and RT Cruiser is so many entries already. You know, he doesn't need it.
Yes, and I'm looking down the list, and he's snagged up another one. So yeah, it doesn't really matter. Hey, Adam, why don't you tell me about some of your stuff?
Okay, sure.
I was trying to figure. I didn't want to give away. Like, I'm reading the Trello here, so I didn't. And it's like, oh, hey, why don't you tell me about your blah, 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 when you're on? And I was like, oh, but that would probably be the story, so I didn't want to ruin your story.
So.
By the way, with me constantly talking over the top of you like this and everything, is exactly like an episode of It's All About Me.
So this week, we were going to have our Mark and I. So I got sick over Christmas. I don't know if I talked about it or not, but I came home. So I did not get to do the present opening thing with my family and all of that because I was like stuck in this room with a stomach flu or whatever it was. And so I decided to drive home because I wasn't able to be around anybody and I would rather be home if I was sick. And so we didn't get to exchange presents.
Yes.
And then my parents,
you and Mark, or you and your family?
No, my family and I. And then Mark had a couple. He had something for my parents and he had something for my grandma. And they didn't open those either because he wasn't there. And anyway, so we decided they have been visiting my other grandparents in Washington for a couple of weeks. So they just got back last week. And so we finally decided, okay, we're going to have dinner on Friday night and we're going to exchange presents and, you know, yada, yada. We're going to do all that.
Right.
And so we decided that last week and we said, okay, Friday, we're going to do it Friday night. And we had it all set. And then my mom does kind of like a bait and switch on me.
Like a Kathy bait and switch?
Yeah, something like that. So I thought, you know, it was going to be a nice, lovely dinner with mom and my stepdad and my grandma and Mark and I.
You totally should have called me. That was the lamest joke that I possibly could have made, and you should have called me on that. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I'm trying to go on with my story, basically, is what I'm trying to
like
do.
Like a Norman Bates and switch? See, that one would be better, see, because of the serial killer aspect of it. And,
yeah, that's fine. Anyway, so... I find out on Tuesday, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, that my brother is coming to town. And also my mom is babysitting all week my autistic niece.
Wow.
So who's my brother's daughter. And so they're both going to be in town Friday night.
Yes.
So they're going to be at the dinner. Well, okay. I was a little bit nervous about that because, okay, I'm still getting used to the whole thing of my family knowing that Mark exists.
Right.
You know?
And them, looking at him, and you know in their head they're going like, I wonder how they have sex. I wonder who does what.
Yeah.
I wonder, I can't ask him. I can't ask him, but I'm obsessed with, I'm going to stare. I wonder if my nephew is the bottom. I wonder if that little Asian boy, because straight people don't think about things like that. I wonder, yeah, he probably, wow. I can't get the thought out of my head. Yeah, that's how every time I've been dating someone and I've like run into like, you know, like, oh, it's my office is having a Christmas party. Come to the Christmas party. And you come there and he's like all the straight people, you know, hi, how are you? And you could just see it in their eyes. Like, I wonder what he does. I wonder if he's like,
they're calculating like who's more effeminate or what, you know.
He looks like a screamer. I bet you he screams.
Anyway, so, you know, I wasn't really prepared for that, but I didn't say anything to Mark. Well, I didn't say, I acted like I was completely fine. And I told Mark, but I waited till like the day of. I was like, oh, by the way, my brother's going to be there too. But it's basically, and I love my brother, but my brother is like the biggest redneck on the face of the planet. And he, at one point in my whole gay process, my brother actually told me that he thought that my dead father would be ashamed to have me as his son, basically.
And the only appropriate response to that is like, yeah, he was so fucking ashamed he died. It was just like, exactly. Sorry. Like,
and then later he came
around. At
least
he had the courage of his convictions. He was ashamed and he died. You should follow suit.
And later he came around and he told my mom, that was horrible that he said that, and he would love
me you think?
No matter what,
right?
And all of that stuff. I don't know if he ever said that to me, but he said it to my mom. So
why?
You know,
why tell you? That would be pointless. Why tell the person that you offended that you you know, you take it back and that you actually love them? Far better to go through third parties on this. I think that's what. Maybe he should send a telegram to Mittens.
Anyway, so. So I was a little bit nervous about that dinner. So the evening of the dinner comes up and we go, and it's another kind of not really relevant things that happened.
Was it served by a butler named Bates? Well, see, I'm back on the Bates.
No, it wasn't. So I, not related to my
Your
brother,
food,
but
sir, from the downtown Arby's.
I told Mark, yes. I said, I guarantee you, my mom is going to ask me to make salad.
Tossed?
And let me tell you, no. Okay, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, I make really good salad.
Adam, honey, sweetie, I just have a question for you. I don't want to be indelicate or anything, but should I ask you or Mark for the tossed salad? I'm not sure which of you, or do you both toss the salad together? I'm not sure.
So I don't. This is so strange to me, but everyone loves my salad. And I guess I do really complex, and honestly, you're chopping up vegetables and you're throwing them in a bowl and you're mixing them together.
Everyone loves
with other
salads.
Various
my
things.
My salads I have lettuce and I have vegetables.
But,
and it's like,
but everyone loves my freaking salads, but I hate making it because it's so time consuming.
Secret ingredient is love.
Anyway, I never understood it because honestly, you're not cooking anything. But evidently the ingredients that I choose to put together, everyone loves. So I said,
wait, the ingredients that you do what?
Choose.
Oh, you choose. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I told Mark a couple of days before.
you get distracted even when I don't ring the death phone.
I read the chat room.
Oh, okay.
So I told him a couple of days before, I guarantee you mom's going to ask me to make salad. So on Friday, I text messaged my mom and I said, hey, mom, are we still on for tonight? What time are we eating? Her first message back to me, not going to lie, she says, how about 6:30? Would you make a salad?
Right.
First thing back. I mean, didn't it? So I just took a screenshot of that and sent it to him. But that was an aside.
Wow,
so we went. And actually, the evening went very well. My brother was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lovely conversation. All he wanted to talk about was Star Wars all night. I have no idea. Like, I guess he watched Star Wars.
Because that
recently,
means you don't have to talk about anything real.
Well, maybe.
About Star Wars.
He wanted to ask me, like, who I thought Rey's parents were. And, you know,
Luke,
who I...
Luke Skywalker, duh.
And then he's like, you know, oh, I don't think, what's his name?
Finn?
Stormtrooper's name.
Finn,
yeah. Yes. He said, I don't think he can be a... That's not right. He couldn't be a Stormtrooper because they're all clones. And I said, well, I think there was a book or something where they started using people who weren't clones.
They even said it in the movie. We should have used clones. No, these people have been bred since birth to like be the greatest. And they had problems with the clones, Adam. I don't know if you realize that big, huge clone army kind of lost. So it would be kind of silly for them to redo that. But it's Star Wars. It doesn't make any sense anyway. So just it's fine. Just go ahead. By the way, Finn is clearly a Calrissian because it's the only black character in Star Wars. So
the evening went well. I found out later that my brother says he likes Mark. He thought he was a nice guy. So all
now, who
good.
Did he tell that to?
My mom.
He's a master at direct communication there, isn't he? He's just kind of like, yeah,
it's fine.
You should give him Joe Batance's number. Maybe he can call Joe Batance and give him, you know, updates on things that he likes and doesn't like. And you know, then Joe can relate them to you.
Hello, this is Princess Hannah calling for the Celebrity Death Zone. Actor Michael Galeota.
Didn't we do this last week?
Galeota was a child star who died today at the age of 31. He was a Disney star.
Yeah, we've done this one. We did this last week. You made me, I was going to skip it, and then you said no, and I just forgot to put a color on it.
You didn't mark it.
Because you were like, oh no, you have to play that one too, because otherwise the thing that I did at the end won't matter. I think we just pick it up right. Yeah, I played all these. So we're just going to pick it up right there at the next RT Cruiser one.
Did you play Noreen?
I'm sure I did.
Whatever, Corcoran?
I don't know who that is. So it's fine.
RT is going to feel like we've slighted him if you didn't.
You know, I don't know. I can't keep track of this.
We already buzzed him once.
I can't keep track of this, Adam. It doesn't matter. You know what, Adam? I wanted to talk about, were you done with your dinner?
Yeah, I'm done. That was it.
Have you ever had phrases or things that are said in your life that just like, make a chill go through your body. You know what I'm saying? Like it just, you know what I'm saying? Like your boss like swings by your cubicle in the morning and goes, Adam, we need to talk when you have some time today. Like just things like that,
yes.
That just immediately puts you on defensive and you're not going to be able to accomplish anything until that is resolved. Right. Because what does he want to see me for? I don't understand what he wants to see me for. It's like, so it's usually some kind of, you know, person, you could say, you know, someone who's important in your life, your boss, like can affect your life. It's someone who's important in your life. And when they do those things, so let's say your mom says, Adam, we really need to talk, you know, you're going to freak out until you know what it is that she wants to talk about. Right.
I do. Yes. Yeah, I hate it. I hate it when my mom leaves a voicemail message for me and says, Adam, we need to talk. Can you call me back as soon as possible or whatever?
I know we talk a lot about other podcasts and that's fine. You don't have to listen to these other podcasts to understand what we're saying, where there's other podcasts that we listen to. Every time, one of the podcasts we listen to is one called Vera Speaks for Real. I know you listen to that one.
Yes.
And I listen to it. There's a segment on that show called, Hey, Can We Talk? I get a chill up my spine every time I hear that because I'm like, oh God, someone's upset her now and she's going to like rant. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like a 5-year-old kid who got busted for something every time I hear that intro. The music will send a shiver through my spine. It's like that, diddling, can we talk? And I'm like, oh fuck. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
So she's all I have to do to send chills down your spine and say, hey Daniel, can we talk?
No, you're not Vera. It's that voice. Oh. It's that, that was just an aside that I wanted to, I put it on the Trello because I keep meaning to say that every time I hear that segment. It completely, I can't do another thing until I find out what it is that's upset her. And it's always something stupid, but, you know.
And it's not going to be something necessarily about you either. I mean, it's a podcast.
Right, no, she could email me, she could call me, whatever. Yeah, I doubt that she would like, you know, record something, you know, about me and just put it in a podcast and just hope that I see it, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, she probably would. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up there, Adam, as I I have a real problem with that. You know what? I don't know what you're doing.
Stop. Stop doing that segment.
I don't know what you're doing.
It sends shivers up Daniel's
it does.
Spine.
It sends shivers up me spine there, Adam. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things.
Okay.
And I don't know what I've talked about on the show, and I don't know what I've talked about in the after show. So if I'm repeating things that I've already said in the show, I want to apologize to everyone ahead of time.
Do you want me to like buzz you or something if you repeat things?
Yeah, you've already talked about it. No, I mean, but I know I've talked about this in the after show before. It's like, I have been going through a divorce. And I have tried very hard on the show not to talk about going out on dates. I don't talk about going out on dates. I don't talk about things on the podcast.
Right.
Because I was still going through the divorce. But the divorce was finalized last year in the end of December. So it's all finalized now. So now I'm free. And it's not like, you know, I'm dating everyone. But
wait,
now
you got
I'm,
your papers?
Yeah, I got my papers. Wow. I'm officially divorced. So now I don't have to.
Ta-da!
Right. I don't have to worry about, you know, offending someone or getting, you know, upsetting someone. It doesn't matter. But I wouldn't say this. So now.
He who shall not be named.
No, it doesn't matter. It's my ex. And it's fine. As I've spoken before, he doesn't have a podcast, so I don't want to drag. And this has nothing to do with him, by the way.
We'll call him. We should call him.
We don't need it. We'll call him Paul. Friend of the show.
Yeah, Paul. Exactly. Right. Friend of the show. Or we could call him Jose. It's KJ, RJ, K.
Are you thinking Rob Kyle, RK?
Rob Kyle. Rob Kyle.
As we slide into another podcast anyway, reference. Go ahead. All right, here's the thing, Adam.
So you divorced Rob Kyle.
I'm done.
Rob Kyle.
I'm done, and I can tell you, stupid. And these are not important things, by the way. I am not actively trying to date, like for relationship date or whatever. These are just social dates. You know, getting to know people, right. Like I have no interest in
as one does
in getting serious with anyone, yada yada yada. So I went on this date with this guy on Friday night.
So now, when you're getting to know people,
yes,
do you like dogs? Are you kind of like sniffing like around different parts or?
No,
you know,
and it depends, right? It's like there are some people that I meet on hookup sites that specifically are. That's the entire reason that we are getting together is to hook up, and that's fine. And that's but this. Every so often there are dates where we're just like, hey, let's, you know, I like your profile. We seem to have a nice rapport chatting with each other. Let's, you know, do this over a meal and like, see if we like each other's company, whatever. Right.
Right.
So I went on this date with this guy who lived way north in Connecticut and I live kind of south Connecticut. So I suggested is like, cause he was going to drive all the way down to where I was, which is going to be like an hour drive for him. And I was like, you know what? It's Friday. I get out of work a little early on Friday. He's like, yeah, I can meet you halfway at this restaurant.
How old is this guy?
30.
Okay.
So, and we'd been chatting for a while. We've been chatting back and forth for a while. And it wasn't like innuendo laden chat or whatever. It was, you know, it was happy little chat about theme parks and stuff that we had in common.
He wasn't like, Daniel, something is hard.
Right. No, he wasn't.
Why don't we meet?
See, no, none of that. And neither on either side, neither of us had like set that precedent. So anyway, this is making my story much longer and I don't want this to be a really long story. The point is, Adam, is I went to dinner with this guy.
It's really long, Daniel.
who is 30 minutes away from his house. I'm 30 minutes away from my house. So logic would tell you that even if, you know, we both were like enraptured with one another, nothing's really going to happen because we're half hour away from our house on either side. Right. And, you know, there's a big blizzard coming that weekend and stuff like that. So it was really just going to be a dinner to get to know someone. There was no pretense of that other than it just being a dinner.
Yeah.
So he got there and, we had our dinner at the restaurant and we were sitting there chatting. He wanted to meet at 7:30. So we met at 7:30. We had this dinner by 8:15. He was asking for the check and,
7:30.
Yeah. 7:30.
You had how did you even have your food long enough to be finished eating it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's like 8:15 and he's like nervously looking around for the waitress to get the check, right? And he's like, okay, that's fine. She brings a check, put the money out on the table, and then she doesn't come back to pick it up. He actually takes the check and goes and finds her and gives it to her.
Can I pay you, please? I need to pay you now.
And then
my money.
And then comes back over to the table and, you know, waiting for her to come back. And he's like, and then as soon as she comes back and gives back the change and the receipts and the, you know, the signings and things like that, he stands up and I swear to God, Adam, this is what he says. I got to go because my dog. That was the excuse. It's like, I got to go because my dog. All right. So now I'm like, you know, a little bit hurt ego, whatever, clearly is like, you know, hey, they can't all be winners, right? Not everyone can like you, you know, it's right. Fine. I'm a big boy. It's like, I can, oh, hold on. Hold on one moment here. I think we're going to have another sound card issue here. I don't know what's going on with my sound card, and I can't reboot to do this. Hold on. It'll kick in a second. Oh, that hurt. Let's try it again. Oh, it's not going to work. Come on.
Which one are you on?
The one that's not colored. The first one that's not colored. I don't know why.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Eagles drummer, Glenn Frey, dead at 67. Okay, bye.
I'm sorry. I don't know who the Eels are. Have you ever heard of the Eels?
I thought he said the Eagles drummer.
He said the Eels drummer.
The Eels?
That's what he said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Wait.
Play that again.
He said
play
Eagles
again. No.
Drummer.
He said the Eels drummer. Pretty sure.
Oh, maybe he did say the Eels.
Play it again.
Eels. Yeah, I can play it again. Yeah, okay.
Aha. And Yasmin Badu is pointing out. Yeah.
Hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Eels drummer.
See? Eels.
Glenn Frey.
Drummer. All right, now stop it.
At 67.
Now stop it. Everyone knows that the drummer for the Eagles was Don Henley. So I'm not sure, you know, what he's getting at here. Glenn Frey was a guitarist for the Eagles. And he was not.
So he just got the instrument wrong. Okay. Well, you're just being a butthole.
I was, Adam. I was being a butthole.
Oh, well, okay. Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. Congratulations, RT Cruiser, for getting that in. Hey, so here's what I thought, Adam. I thought, you know what? And I don't know if this is going to work because I'm having a problem with my sound card, but I'm going to try this anyway, Adam. I thought this would be a really good game that we could play right here on the show.
Yes.
Yep. I got theme songs for it and everything. Let's see if they work. Yep. This is a little game we like to call Save the Date. All right, this is how it works.
Okay.
I was on a date with someone who clearly did not want to be there. Right. Who stood up and said, I gotta go because my dog. Here's what I need from you, ladies and gentlemen. Over the next week, I would like some emails. You can call in on the voicemail. You can send us emails. It doesn't really matter. What would be the one pithy retort that I could give to that statement that would have saved the date? That's right. What was something so clever and awe-inspiring that I could have said back to him that he would have said, you know what? I've got a few more minutes. That's what we're going for there. How would I save the date, Adam? I know the exact moment that it went wrong. How do I save the date? That's the game. That's what we want to hear. So if you'd like to answer that question, you know what? Let's open Twitter too. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Daniel Brewer. Or is it Daniel J. Brewer? I don't even remember what my fucking Twitter is.
What's Twitter?
I think I'm Daniel J. No, I'm just Daniel Brewer. At Daniel Brewer on Twitter. You can tweet me. You can email me, contact@dubiousintent.com, or you can call our voicemail. There you go. That's what I want to know, ladies and gentlemen. How would I save the date? Yeah, I'm excited. We'll see what, because I can, my dating life can only get better if I crowdsource it.
Exactly. I'm not good with cleverness, so I don't think I could have come up with anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything. Crone 404 says, I wish I were your dog.
I don't know. I don't know that would have saved it. He had a look of panic on his face, Adam. Here's the thing. It's not like I use someone else's photo on the app. Right. I switch my photo out like pretty regularly. It's like the photo that I have on there is from my Disney California Adventure trip, which is just like right before the end of the year. So it's like, what, like 2 or 3 months old?
Yeah.
So it's not like I've changed physical looks dramatically over the last couple of months. But anyway, there you go, Adam. Save the date is what we want to do there. I think I'm done with you have that thing and I don't have that thing, but I got this. Let's see if I can play it. Let's see if this is
good. Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. WWE wrestler, Iron Mike Sharp, dead at 64. Okay, bye.
Now, based on his last call, who even knows if this guy's with a wrestler? He could be like a boxer or something. We don't know. He couldn't even get the fact that Glenn Frey wasn't the drummer of the most recognized rock and roll band in the world. I don't know. Just taking it to the limits, Adam.
I'm going to say no on that one. So, we only accept wrestlers if Mags calls them in.
That's right. That's right.
Mags is the official wrestler.
We've decided that a long time ago that only Mags can tell us the things here. Adam, before you talk about your last thing, I just have this real quick thing.
Yep.
I have found this new thing that I like to do because it's snowing outside. I don't know if you know this or not. Here in the Northeast, it's snowing outside. The leaves have fallen off the tree. There's not a lot of good stuff to look at outside the tree. But sometimes...
Well, I mean, how often really do you sit at the window and stare out at your tree?
Ah, here we go, Adam. But sometimes you do like to look out the window and see nice little things and everything. I have found a collection of YouTube videos that I am so in love with. They are 6+ hours of HD footage from a train in India where you actually just go along the entire train route. And it just plays on my TV. You hear the train horn, you hear the tracks clicking by or whatever, and you see the camera's a fixed position kind of thing. And it's just like a window. It's like a window into another world, Adam. I can just sit there and watch the, while I'm looking at my phone or typing on my computer or whatever. I got a little background thing going on there, a real nice calming background thing. I have some that are like the waves at the Pacific Ocean, just like, like 4 hours of like the HD waves at the surf there that I just watch over and over. I was going to get Joe Batance to film outside of his Malibu house, for like four hours or something. Let me see that. I'm just saying.
So it's like the fireplace videos that you
this is you're looking into another country. It's like, the little Indian train goes across the entire Indian countryside from like, it's in Bangladesh actually, but it goes from like Douala to New something or other. But it's a 6-hour train ride, and the train stops at the stations, and you see the people get off and get on, and you see the farmers out in the distance, like tilling their field. And it was started at sunrise, so the sun gets higher in the day as it goes along. It's actually quite beautiful. And there's a bunch of them, but it's very soothing, Adam. That's my new thing.
So how do you? I mean, what do you search for? How do you know?
I actually searched for. I think I started searching for.
This was one of those YouTube holes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was looking for like HD atmosphere, I think. Atmosphere videos.
That gives me John Mayer.
Well, there no.
In your atmosphere.
Oh, no, I get 8 hours. Best fireplace, HD. Atmosphere, teaser video, HD. You fall down that YouTube. I found it. I'll post the link to the train one. How's that?
Okay.
In case anyone wants to see it. Can you put that in the show notes, Adam?
Yeah, I can.
No, you're supposed to say who does show notes anymore.
Well, I don't, but I can put it in the thing that I just put there, the default verbiage that goes on every single show.
Right. There you go. Here, for the chat room, I've posted the link. It's Dewanganj to Dhaka, Bangladesh, 6-hour 4K train ride. Quite nice. It's very
well. I can't wait. After the show, I'm going to sit down with a nice cup of coffee.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for just something to be on the TV in the background that you can occasionally kind of look over.
Now, this is not in the rundown, but since you're talking about something to watch, as I've mentioned, all of the shows that we watch are on winter break.
That's not true. Oh, all of the shows you watch.
Okay. Yeah, most of the shows that we watch have been on winter break. And
I was going to say, a whole bunch of stuff just started.
We have less stuff to watch. Supergirl came back. A couple of things came back, but not everything came
Supergirl
back.
Supergirl came back. Teen Wolf came back.
I don't watch that.
The Fosters starts tomorrow. So that comes back. Let's see. What else just came back? Oh, The Flash just came back. Arrow just came back. Legends of Tomorrow just started again.
Oh, my God. I want to see X-Files so bad.
It's on right now, isn't it? Isn't it on right now?
Yeah.
It's going to be delayed. It's going to be delayed.
I'm recording it. And there are only 6 episodes, so I might want to slowly watch those. Anyway, so I love Gillian Anderson. I'm not going to lie. Like, I would probably have sex with her. She's one of those.
I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and I swear to God, she could not get a word in edgewise. It was like she was on DI. She was like on Dubious Intent, and she was Adam. It's like she kept trying to talk, and David Duchovny, a.k.a. Daniel, just kept talking over the top of her. It was really annoying.
I love her. Anyway, so I
say that in a series, it's just in self-reflection. I realize the fact that I interrupt you when you talk, and I'm working on it, Adam. That's why I want to let you know.
You do, but it's charming, I guess.
Some people say it's really annoying, not that it's charming. And I'm doing a stupid joke. I'm sorry.
It's funny though, because I try to stop talking as soon as you start talking. So that we're not talking over each other. However, if I interrupt you, you just keep right on talking.
I do.
So then we end up talking over each other. Anyway, so just really quickly, I decided I must really like Aaron Sorkin things.
Yes.
Because I really loved West Wing. And I did a search. I was like...
Oh, and you like that misogynist piece of shit, The Newsroom.
I enjoyed that. Anyway, define misogynist for me.
Misogyny, anti-woman, just a sexist, a very overly sexist thing. Adam, keep in mind, okay, the way the series ended was by the female...
I didn't see the end. Don't tell me. I've only seen the first season.
Fine.
Anyway, so anyway, but I like his dialogue. I like the clip at which the dialogue, I like the walking with the camera. That's an Aaron Sorkin.
Walking
kind
and
of
the talking.
Invented.
Yes.
Yeah, that thing. Anyway, and so I did a search. I was like, hey, what TV shows are similar to West Wing? Like, if you're finished with West Wing and you want something similar. And I didn't realize there was another show that Aaron Sorkin did, his very first show. It's called Sports Night.
Yes.
And I had never seen it. And it's got a few of the same character, the Janelle, whoever, who was like a secretary or something on the West Wing. She's also in this.
Yep. Another one that he did was called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, which is kind of a behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live that he did with Matthew Perry.
Only lasted one season.
Yeah,
but
it was actually, and it also had Josh, or the guy that played Josh on the West Wing. It also had Bradley somebody or other had him in it.
So I decided I was going to watch all the Aaron Sorkin stuff that I can. So right now I'm watching.
You know what else? You know what else he wrote?
A bunch of movies.
Boston Legal. Denny Crane.
Well, I've seen Boston Legal,
right?
But,
Denny Crane.
Anyway, so I'm watching Sports Night. I'm loving it. So if you like clippy, like fast, kind of clippy back and forth dialogue,
kind of like the opposite of this show,
the walk and talk thing, you know. A fast-paced, kind of clever, you know, than Sports Night. Very good. It's a comedy.
Do you have to know anything about sports ball to enjoy Sports Night?
No, you don't. It's really about the behind the scenes of them, like, getting ready for a show every night, you know, stuff like that. And for me, it's interesting because they're showing, you know, like they're doing audio checks and clipping mics on people and doing hair in between shots. And
all right, Adam, do you have a way to mute me out for a second?
Can I mute you?
Yeah. So you can't hear me. Yeah. I'm just going to get this thing about The Newsroom off my, cause I know I can, that some hate mail is coming here.
I can
and
mute
I just,
you.
All right. So just mute me so that I don't spoil it for you. And I'll take my hand down when I'm done. Okay. All right, here. So here's the thing. The lead female of The Newsroom gets made president of the network at the end of the show, but they don't tell her. They tell her husband that she just married like the day before. They told him we're giving the position to her, and didn't even give her a chance to say yes or no. He announced it at like a big meeting there. He's just kind of like, wait, what the fuck? She doesn't get to choose whether. It's like, that is Aaron Sorkin He writes this stuff for women, but he has it in his head that they're somehow second class citizens, that they're not capable of making their own decisions or everything. All right, rant over. I'm done. Yeah, come back, Adam. Come back to us now. Come back to us, Adam.
Okay, sorry.
I was making the motion. I'm like a hermit crab reaching my claw out of my little hole in the beach, and I'm like rubbing my claw like a little dance, like going, hey, come over here, little turnip.
I saw you.
Turnip.
All right. So
turnip?
Anyway,
wait, I said
night.
Turnip crab.
I meant hermit. Sports Night. Watch it and let me know what you all think. I'm on like episode 7. There are only 2 seasons of it, so once I finish that, I guess I'll watch that studio whatever.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. But that's not what you have written on the Trello.
No, that was just an aside. You know what? I'm not going to talk about what I have written on the Trello because there's really nothing interesting to say about it. Once we're done with this, I'll say what it is. But
oh, okay.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys, it's Zombie Girl TJ from nowhere, and I have a call to the Celebrity Death Line. Sheila Sim, last name S-I-M. She was an actress on the original cast of the murder mystery The Mousetrap in London in 1952. She has passed away at the age of something like 93, I think. So kind of a theater-specific sort of celebrity. And I would say she was also married to Richard Attenborough, but, you know, we don't judge celebrity based on who you're married to. So Sheila Sim, 93, actress, London, London's version of Broadway, Mousetrap, there you go.
Yeah.
And I think for some reason I'm supposed to say Woodhaven?
No, you don't say Woodhaven, that's a different show. I'm inclined...
Isn't Richard Attenborough also dead?
So I'm inclined to say no, Adam. I just I think
yeah, me too.
I think
you
this
know,
is a slippery,
her...
slippery slope. British.
We gave her one last week.
Everyone knows that real actors perform on Broadway, not in England. That's what I'm saying. is I think everyone knows that.
Yeah. So we gave her one last week that wasn't really a celebrity, and we've had some backlash from that. And so sorry, we can't keep giving them to you, TJ.
Whatever.
Sorry.
One person said something, hardly backlash.
It was backlash. We received hate letters.
Well, oh my God. We were ambushed outside our house. We were.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Hey, by the way,
a
very
higher security.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had to hire security.
I was going to say a very special, not special, but just a general thank you to Matthew Burlingame, who did our previously on Dubai Us Intent this evening. Thank you, Matthew Burlingame, for that. Yeah. If you would like to contribute to the beginning of our show with a thing, you know, previously on Dubious Intent, you know, just record it, send it in to us, contact at dubiousintent.com, and we will make sure to add it to the beginning of our show.
And you need to say previously on Dubious Intent.
You helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Jora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Is the Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical theme to somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and word mouths, will figure out who at mouth words. God damn it, that's the other one I mess up on. Using only my head, brain, and mouth words, we'll figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room, unless I get stuck, in which case I will totally look at the chat room and cheat. By the way, 100% on YouTube celebrities, aren't I?
Well, I'm not keeping track, but I think you're close if you're not.
Pretty much. I think there was one female that you played.
No, you thought it was a... That was Meghan Trainor, and she's not.
Oh, so there you go. So I'm relieved. Not relieved.
You were just certain that that she was a YouTube celebrity, and she's not.
I was.
All right. Here is our first one. Oh, I was just going to... I know we're in the birthday segment, but I was going to mention I saw Kinky Boots last night.
I said that was on the Trello. And you said, I'm not going to talk about that.
I said I was going to say what it is and let everyone know.
Oh, okay. Well,
but anyway, it's fine. All right, here is our first one for you.
This, Adam, is the theme to Star Trek TOS.
Yeah, it is. Sorry,
available in both the original format and the remastered format on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, how far have you gotten in that? Did you finally give up?
Oh, no. Yeah, I gave up on the original series after the first series. I talked about this on the show. I think I had a guest host that week. Anyway, no, I'm currently on season 4, episode 12 of Next Generation.
Oh, okay. All right, here is the next one.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
This is...
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a surgeon.
These are the mellifluous tones of one DeForest Kelly, who plays Dr. Leonard McCoy on Star Trek.
It is.
The original series.
DeForest Kelly.
Let me say something.
He is 96 years old.
In Vegas, they used to have this exhibit called Star Trek History of the Future Museum, which was you walk through before you got into Star Trek The Experience at the Las Vegas Hilton. And one of the things that they had on this long, huge display, it spanned the entire queue waiting for the line, was all these like props and things from the movies and their timeline and stuff. And they had Dr. McCoy's outfit from The Undiscovered Country. He was tiny. Like DeForest Kelly was like this tiny little anorexic waifish. That costume was so tiny. It looked like it was made for like a Barbie doll.
Yeah, he was pretty skinny.
He was pretty tiny.
Okay, so he is dead.
He's dead. But according to Next Generation episode 2, when Data was walking him through the hallway, he's 173 years old.
No, he'd only be 96.
Anyway. I already did that.
He died. I think he died when he was 79. So he died quite a while ago.
He did.
But anyway.
And how sad is it that Alan Rickman, the analog of him? No, I guess he would more be the analog of Mr. Spock. Never mind.
Thank you.
This is the theme to Futurama.
Yes.
Yes, yes. This is a weird extended theme to Futurama because that's not how it starts on the TV machine.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't watch that. I just scoured YouTube. All right, I have two for all of these tonight. Yes. So here's the next one.
This is the song Love and Marriage, but it was for the show called...
Yes.
What was it called? Love and Marriage. It was on Fox.
Al Bundy?
Yeah, it had Al Bundy. It had Bud Bundy. It had Kelly Bundy. It had...
Yep.
This is Peg Bundy. What was it called? Was it called Love and Marriage? Oh, Married with Children.
Yeah, Married with Children.
Thank you, Nico. Nico typed in married with dot, dot, dot. Yes, it was Married with Children on Fox. The person that these two shows have in common is Katie Sagal.
It is, yes. Katie Sagal.
Plays Layla on Futurama and played Peg Bundy on Married with Children.
Yeah, she is 62 years old.
Wow, 62 years old. Wait, how old is Bud Bundy now?
I don't know. He's probably my age, I think. He's maybe a little bit older than me. I could Google it, but I'm in the middle of something.
I'm Googling it right now. Let's see. David Faustino was born in 1974.
So he's 4 years older than me. He's 41.
Wow, he's 41. Bud. Yeah. Used to have a crush on Bud.
Yeah, we all did. All right, here's the next one.
Is this the Donna Reed show?
It is the Donna Reed show.
It is the Donna Reed show.
One of my favorites when I was a little boy.
Donna Reed with Jeff. I used to have a crush on Jeff.
Yeah.
And Hugh Beaumont. Wasn't it? No, that was Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. All right. Here is another one.
This is a song they sing at funerals. It's called One Day at a Time from the TV show One Day at a Time.
Yes.
So I have to find the common denominator between One Day at a Time and what was the previous one? I already forgot what the previous one. Oh, the Donna Reed show. The Donna Reed show.
Wow, your brain is just...
No. I'm trying to think because it was like, who was on Donna Reed that was also on One Day at a Time? Was she a bit player on like One Day at a Time?
She was in at least a whole season of One Day at a Time.
Was it Patty Duke?
It's not Patty Duke. Oh. Patty Duke was not on Donna Reed.
Maybe she was as a grandmother or something. Yeah, see, I don't know.
All right, let me play. I have one more.
I don't know that this is going to help.
I have one more.
This is the theme to Gomer Pyle USMC.
No, it's not.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. Not F Troop.
No, it's much more recent. It's like 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Private Benjamin?
No.
Yeah.
It's Coach.
Oh, Coach!
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about Craig T. Nelson?
No, we're not.
Oh, then I don't know.
Okay. So you have no idea. Chat room, do you guys Donna Reed, One Day at a Time, and Coach?
Nope, they're guessing Gooch.
No.
Nico says Nanette.
No.
No.
Well, I don't know because I don't. Oh yeah, Auntie Vera has it.
It is Shelley Fabra.
Shelley Fabre. That's not how you spell it, but yes, it is Shelley Fabre. And oh my God, she used to be pretty, but if you look at pictures of her now, she's like wacky, weird looking. I don't mean just because she's old.
Newsflash, Adam. People age.
No. I mean, her hair. She has done crazy things with her hair that don't... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Like Kenny Roger things?
Shelley Fabre is 72 years old.
Shelley Fabre smells better, they say. I like that. That was funny.
All right. Here's our next one. We have three more. Here's the next one.
Wow. This feels like it's going for it. Taking a long time. Oh, I know this one. I know this one.
Oh, come on. We got to hear a little bit of it.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come alive.
Yeah, there we go. This is the theme song to 9 to 5, the movie.
It is. I love that movie. All right. Yes, that's correct.
Yep. Now, you know, in that movie, there was Jane Fonda, there was Lily Tomlin, there was Dabney Coleman. Also, I believe Dolly Parton herself was in that movie. Adam, I'm going to go with Dolly Parton.
It is Dolly Parton.
There we go. I gotta admit, I heard this on another podcast, someone talking about Dolly Parton's birthday this past week, and I was like, oh, you know what? Adam's probably going to play Dolly Parton.
I love, well, I think all gay men. This was the other one I was going to play. Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Anyway. Yeah, so Dolly Parton is...
pardon me.
7 years old.
I'm sorry, you Skyped out. She's what? She's how old?
She's 70 years old.
70
and
years old.
You know, and you know, I think she looks good for 70.
I think, well, you know, she's always had an air of fakeness about her, and I believe she's just carried it forward.
Yeah.
She's carried it forward into her 70s.
And I just want to say, I don't mind that.
That's like saying, you know, Darth Vader hasn't aged a day. And she's like, yeah, because he's covered in a big suit. And, you know,
I did not mind the fakeness of Joan Rivers.
Chewbacca looks exactly the same. He hasn't aged
True. I did not mind Joan Rivers. I met her in person. Look, if you can afford to have the plastic surgery and have your skin look smooth like that, do it.
Because, you know, even in the future, they're not immune to that. Did you see C-3PO with his eczema? He's like, his entire hand was like scaly and red. It was just kind of like, dude, it's like, why won't someone like give you a cream or something? That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one.
Ah, this is the theme to Stargate, the SG-1.
Yes.
Stargate SG-1.
You know, and I never could. I tried to get into that, and everyone says it's so fantastic, and I couldn't. I need to try again, I think.
So good. The thing you have to understand is the first three seasons of Stargate SG-1 were a Showtime show. So they were able to, you know, there was cussing in it, and there were no commercial breaks and everything like that. And then the fourth year, it was picked up by commercial TV. So then it has commercial breaks. Now, when you're watching it, binge watching it on Netflix or Hulu, I mean, on or Amazon, whichever one has it, you know, you don't get the commercials, but you still get that. Fade to black and then dun, 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 you know, kind of a thing. But you don't have that in the first three seasons. The first three seasons, it was a Showtime show. So it only has like 11 episodes per season and it was a bigger budget than they had when they were on. But actually, you know, Stargate SG-1 went for 10 seasons and had two spinoffs, Stargate Atlantis, which went for 5 seasons, and Stargate Universe, which only went for 2 seasons.
I really liked Atlantis. I was a big fan of it.
Yeah, then I don't understand why you wouldn't like Stargate SG-1, the original.
I'll try it again. Maybe I just didn't. And here's the other one, because you need more than one, I think.
All right, here we go. All right, I got this. This is MacGyver.
Yeah. It is MacGyver.
The thing in common that Stargate SG-1 and MacGyver have in common is one Richard Dean Anderson.
I loved MacGyver.
I was so sure of that, I prematurely played the ta-da because I knew
all
I was right.
One more, and I'm going to tell you, this is a YouTube personality.
YouTube personality.
Kind of a YouTube personality.
All right, let's listen.
And I have two different songs.
This is the theme to Big Brother.
Yes, it is the theme to Big Brother.
Okay. So it's a YouTuber that has been on Big Brother.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one.
Ziggy Iggs. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Now, all right. This is not.
Yeah, this is not. All right. It's Frankie Grande, because this is Ariana Grande. So
it is.
Frankie Grande. By the way, he's kind of a lame YouTuber. He almost never publishes content, so it's like...
Well, he's on YouTube, okay? I'm just saying, he's kind of a YouTuber.
No, you know what? I defend YouTube all the time because it's actually entertaining stuff. Because someone the other day was like, why does Tyler Oakley have a documentary about him and not Donna Sugars? It's like, well, because Tyler Oakley puts out content daily and Donna Sugars doesn't. Donna Sugars, if she actually did her show, would be amazing. But Donna Sugars doesn't do her show regularly. That's why Tyler Oakley gets a documentary.
Frankie Grande, who by the way has an amazing body, and I do these searches.
So annoying. It's like if you watch that episode of that season of Big Brother, he was so annoying.
I've watched that. But oh my God. So
His housemate Caleb is going to be on Survivor this season.
As we do.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's going to be on Survivor.
Beast Mode Cowboy.
Yes, he's going to, yes, Beast Mode, BMO Cowboy.
Be something. As we all do as gay men, when you're looking up a famous person, you want to see if there are any naked photos of them. So yes. I was like, Frankie Grande naked, you know. And there were no real ones.
Right. There's all the
photos. I mean, there was one with his hand in front of his dick, but that's not really naked in my mind. I mean, there was an ass shot on Big Brother.
Right.
But Cody, who was on the same season as him, there is a, now he's behind a frosted shower door.
Yep.
But clearly he is naked and you see an outline of his penis.
Yep. Yep. In fact, if you just Google search for Cody Big Brother naked, you can see the, and go to the Google Images page, you can see the picture that he is talking about. Now, in fairness, Cody was an underwear model before he was on Big Brother. So there's lots of shots of him in his jock strap and, you know, stuff.
He's hot.
That are anyway, professional.
Frankie Grande, 30 years old.
Model grade taken photos. Is what
Daniel.
Yes, Adam. I'm sorry. Oh, you scared me, Adam. Scared me. You frightened me there. Yes, Adam, there were some birthdays this past week on Pride 48. But we've already talked about them, so we'll talk about, we have nothing. We got nothing.
Okay. Nobody's birthday.
I mean, we do. We have people called Goofball and Kevinor and Cola Boy. I don't know who they are. I don't know who those.
Don't we have some filters for spammy user sign-ins or something?
No, but I mean, they gave us an email. I'm not saying they're not, like legitimate Pride 48 people. I just don't know who they are. I don't know who Goofball is.
Well, we don't have to know who they are to say
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Goofball and Kevinor and Cola Boy 29. Happy birthday to all of you, and happy birthday to everyone else who was our thing. You know what? If you would like to have your birthday read out on this very shoe, head over to pride48.com, sign up for a free account, and click on the little button that says, well, it's not a button, it's a checkbox, really. Because that kind of implies that because it has a check that you check. But it's a checkbox, and it says, yes, I would like to have my birthday listed on the website for all to see. It's just that easy, Adam. So two things, Adam, before you read the news, I noticed that we've gone back to three news stories.
No, I'm only picking two.
And I noticed that one of the stories that I'm supposed to pick is not a clown rapes two hitchhikers.
One that someone sent us and wanted us to read?
No, I don't know if you listen to this podcast called Catching Up with Joe and Mike, but
I do.
Joe has had that clown, he just every single week for 4 weeks now. Or for four shows now.
Well, I'm not. I don't base our news stories on what
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If they're not going to pick the story, I would like to pick the story. Yes, Joe Batance, call in on our voicemail. I would love to hear the story about the clown who did something to two.
Okay, yeah, we're throwing that out there. Joe Batance, call the voicemail and read the story.
We
on the voicemail.
Would love to know what happened to the clown and the two people.
The Bronx Zoo is home to a lot of Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
You know what, Adam? I have been to the Bronx Zoo, and that is a correct statement.
It may surprise you to learn that they don't all have names.
Yeah. Well, that one, we call that one Hissy, and then we call that one Fit, and then they're together. See, guys, kind of there together, Hissy, Fit, but we didn't know what to call the other one, so we call that one Ed, and that one Mark, and we call that one
Curtis.
Curtis.
So for Valentine's Day, the zoo is offering to let you name one of these giant roaches as a
quasi... Oh my God, do not tell Taylor the Latte Boy this, because he will be on that like...
Yeah, but they'll have a fire, and then they'll have to evacuate the
I wanted to name the cockroach Taffy, and they wouldn't let me.
Yeah. So for only $10, you can name a roach. It's $10 per roach. And they say tens of thousands of roaches remain nameless and would make a great symbol of your love, the zoo writes under a banner with the tagline, elusive, resilient, and sometimes scary, love is like a roach. Romance isn't dead, it's just sheathed in an exoskeleton and hiding in your cupboard with your name on it.
I'm Jack Horkheimer from the Miami Planetarium. Would you like to name a cockroach after you? Only $10, you can name a cockroach at the Bronx Zoo.
You sound like that old woman, the old comedian woman. I can't think of her name.
I was going for the star registry there, you know, for only $30, you can name a planet after you.
Someone, one of my exes adopted a dolphin for me for my birthday.
Oh my God, they need water.
Well, no.
I mean, he didn't like bring it in the apartment, right?
No. You just get a certificate. Okay. And anyway, the world must act quickly to avert a future in which autonomous robots with artificial intelligence roam the battlefields, killing humans.
Hold on. Are we still on the hissing cockroach story? Because it went dark suddenly. It was just like, wait a second. They've weaponized hissing cockroaches?
No. Scientists and arms experts warned at an elite gathering in the Swiss Alps. This is at Davos this year.
Jeff Jarvis is at Davos.
That's right. Rules must be agreed to prevent the development of such weapons, they said, at a January 19th through the 23rd meeting of billionaires, scientists, and political leaders in the snow-covered ski resort
Robert
Davos.
Downey Jr.?
Angela Klein, the German UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs from 2012 to 2015, said the world had been slow to take preemptive measures to protect humanity from the lethal technology.
I have a question.
Yes?
There is an electronic device directly behind you that is blinking slowly with an LED. Is it charging? What is that device that is on the desk right behind you with the blinking green LED?
There's a phone.
Can you move that away from you? Because we are periodically getting a RF interference on your channel that is that like... And I notice that phone is right there.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. But yeah, I moved it even further.
Right, there we go.
So it may be too late, she said.
No, it wasn't that. No, it's not that because now we're getting it again.
I don't know what it is, but it's not that. All right. There are many countries and many representatives.
Sounds like an old rotary phone ringing or anything. You are in Arkansas, right? It's like kind of like when you used to have the old party lines and it was like you'd be talking to somebody and there'd be a lull in the conversation. And you could kind of hear in the background like...
There is nothing with a radio frequency anywhere near.
Literally, there are three people over the age of 60 right now that are laughing at that joke because they're just like going, oh my God, it's true.
There's nothing, I swear. Anyway, basically at Davos, they're saying that we really have to get our head around these autonomous robots. What do you think about that, Daniel?
You know what? I don't. I think the autonomous robots should get their heads around them or their hands around them and throttle their fucking necks. Here's the thing, Adam.
What's the thing? Tell me.
I'm tired of techno panic, right? I'm tired of this whole thing is like technology is bad and these people, all these artificial barriers that we put up in front of us. Here's the thing. In my perfect world, the day after Google Maps came out, we would have just destroyed every Garmin GPS in the universe, right? And every like in-dash GPS system, everything. It's like, because why would you use that when you could have one that gets real-time updates from like the world, right? It's like, so it's like, that annoys me when we're held back. Because there's people out there that still want to use fucking Windows XP. It's just like, fuck you. Just like come join us in the real world. That's all I'm trying to say. So this whole autonomous, I want autonomous robots, Adam. I'm getting older. I want someone to bring me beverages and bring me, whatever, my mail or my slippers. I don't know. I don't want a dog. I want a robot.
Yeah, they're all scared. All of them. Stephen Hawking, like all of them. But.
Like these people that let their kids run around naked in their front yards and then bitch at Google because their Street View car caught them on camera. It's like, you were in your fucking front yard in public. It's like, geez. Thank you, RT Cruiser. A butt wiping robot would be amazing.
So that was it. But just a final headline.
Hello, I am Ben. Benoit. No, I don't know. I guess that's wrong. It would be bidet. So it's like, good day, bidet. I'm your robot.
Some guys were bored because of the snow up in your area and decided to pass the time.
We were all bored yesterday.
Like you who watch train videos for 6 hours,
they
apparently.
They should have done that.
They decided to play Russian roulette.
Oh, nice.
And one of them shot the other one.
Imagine that. Imagine that outcome. That's shocking, Adam. Yeah. That is a shocking outcome of that. Let me say this. I was snowed in yesterday. Four of my very good friends joined me on the Pride 48 stream last night after Poke It With a Stick, and we played trivia games until, late in the evening. So I'd like to say a very special thank you to Turnip Head and Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and Mags and Carlos from Connecticut for playing, we played Quiplash, we played Fibbage, we played Drawful a couple of times. I think we even played Bidiots once. It was fun. It was a very fun evening. Even though
I think other than You Don't Know Jack, Bidiots was my favorite of the
I invited you and you showed up just long enough to tell us that you didn't want to play.
No, I was not home. I was in the car. I didn't think, you know, that would be.
I'm just saying, if you're ever bored on a Saturday night on the Pride 48 stream after, you know, like about 9 o'clock Eastern time, you know, you just flip it on. See if it's, if you're ever bored sitting at home on a Friday, I mean, on a Saturday night, you should check out Pride 48. Maybe people will be playing.
All right.
Is that it? That was it. Oh, that was the news. Oh, dear God. I'm lost. I don't have my thing in front of me. Let's see.
We are doing a tech segment.
Oh, we're going. That's where we're going.
But you need to end the news first.
I am going to do that.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
Dubious Intent Technology segment. What? Dubious Intent Technology. That's hard to say. The Dubious Intent Technology segment brought to you by the Satyrsphere. I got nothing.
Well, you know, ironically enough, the Satyrsphere might be able to use this. So this is more of a discussion. Well, kind of a question. Okay. I have decided.
Yes, it's a tech question.
That I have decided that I'm going to buy a pre-processing unit.
A pre-processing. Now, to be fair, for those of you people that may be lost, you're talking about an audio pre-processing unit.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out exactly what to call it because there are many different flavors of these things.
There are compressors, Adam. There are limiters. Yeah. There are combinations of those called compressor limiters. There are, you know, graphic equalizers. There are pre-amplification modules that you can buy. There are effects modules. What is it? What specifically is it that you're thinking about buying, Adam?
Well, I want to do a pre-processor that kind of does the whole gate thing. Compressor is okay. You know, that'd be fine as well. De-esser is good. That sort of thing. So, you know, expander, gate, limiter, de-esser, compression, all of that good stuff.
Okay. I, as you know, and I'm going to suggest this, I will tell you what I have, and then you can make your own decisions based off that. I run the Behringer Multicom Pro XL, which is a compressor limiter. It is a 4-channel compressor limiter. It runs you $149 on Amazon Prime. So with free shipping, it costs you $149. And what it does is a Behringer Multicom Pro XL MDX.
MDX 4600?
Yes, MDX 4600.
Okay.
So if you mouse over that, you can see the zoom in of that kind of a thing. There are two important functions that this Multicom performs, and they are limiting and compression. So, Adam, I will take these one at a time. A limiter is something that will limit the amount of background noise that that qualifies as noise, right? So let's say that you're doing a broadcast from a bar, right? Like you're Rachel Maddow, you've set up at a bar yes. to do your show that night, and there's general, you know, noise in the bar, right? There's general noise in the bar that the microphones are going to pick up. What a limiter will do is it'll say, hey, anything that is below this decibel level, act as though it doesn't exist. Just keep the channel closed unless the decibel level goes above a certain threshold. Now, in this case, both you and I are run through the limiter portion of this device, which means that any kind of background hiss in the room, like if I had the space heater on over here or whatever, it wouldn't come through because it's considered background noise. Unless I'm speaking directly into the microphone, my microphone channel, in essence, is off.
Right.
So you don't hear the background noise in my room, like if I had an air conditioner here running or whatever. Now, that doesn't keep it from you hearing it while I'm talking and the microphone channel is on. It does nothing about, it just says, during those quiet periods where I'm not really talking loud into my microphone, I would like for you to turn my microphone off. And I would like you to, you know, use some circuitry logic here, like to, when I start talking, that you flip it back on within a millisecond of me making noise, right? So you're not hearing on your side, it's constantly going off and on, right? Every time I stop talking, the channel goes dead and you can't really hear that. And there's all kind of shaping tools that you can see there. You can adjust how fast it, you know, it cuts off and how slowly it brings back up the sound afterwards and stuff like that. Those are the little things that have on there. The other function that this thing serves is a compressor. Now, what a compressor does is it's going to take the variety of sounds that are coming out, the volume of your sounds, from the very quiet sounds up to the very loud sounds, and it's going to compress them down into a much narrower bandwidth. So it's going to make in layman's terms, it's going to make soft things louder and louder things softer, so that if you look at the waveform coming out of it, it is all fairly even or compressed, right? So it's very, you know, we're going to take, there's no spikes. There's not the big spiky things that you would see in an audio recording without a compressor. It brings them all down into line. And this has been used for a very, very long time in radio stations and stuff like that, as different musical recordings have different volume levels. And that's how they don't have to sit there and constantly adjust this. They let the compressor, basically, if the song is coming out too loud over, you know, the same mixer settings that you had a quieter song, the compressor kind of sets an upper sweet spot range there and just compresses the stuff into a single range.
Well, what do you think about, so, and I know you and I kind of discussed this last week, and you said you don't like it, but you said you didn't like it in Audacity because it didn't have very fine grain controls.
Correct, yes.
But one thing that really just bothers me is the noise you can still hear when someone is talking. So you have that nice, wonderful gating, and it's completely quiet when there's no one talking, and then you start talking, and you hear this, and that might
yes.
be, that may be,
yes.
And you hear that over them. And there is something called a high-pass filter.
There is.
That will remove something like that.
Well, hold on. No, actually, it would be a low-pass filter that would take out the hiss. A high-pass filter would take out, like if you were watching an episode of Star Trek Next Generation and you wanted to take out the ship rumbling underneath it, that would be a high-pass. In other words, you're letting the high stuff pass through while filtering out the lower. And then the low-pass, you're letting the low frequencies pass through while you're filtering out some of the higher ones.
So this one that I'm looking at has a high pass filter. I wonder if there's any that have a low pass filter. I'm wondering if there's anything I can get that would have a on the fly low pass filter.
Those are going to be hard to find. You're almost into de-essing territory at that point. Who has got that? Is that me?
That's you.
Wow, it is. What the fuck?
We're talking about audio right now.
And also, I just like to point out, before the show, I switched out mic cables because I was having a problem with the mic. You know what? Cats eat mic cables, I think is what it is. It runs into de-essing territory, which a de-esser is a very specific filter that you can get on these things that basically takes out the hiss. So if you think about back in the old days, for those of you who may have had like a cassette recorder that had like a Dolby de-hissing on it or a Dolby hiss reduction, that is in essence a de-esser. What it does is it takes things that you hear like, you know, like really high-pitched like S's, and it removes, you know, it cuts those down. It's such a weird limitation though, and it makes the rest of it kind of sound robotic. I'm not a fan of those. And I know what it is that we need to do, and I think we'll be better this week. I switched over to Audacity 2.1 last week, and I have not set my noise reduction filter on that correctly. So I think I can get rid of it this week. Because typically, to get rid of that hiss, which by the way, the only two people in the universe that hear that is you and I, because we're both really weird sticklers about this.
That drives me nuts.
But what it is it's a post-processing filter that takes away that hiss. So it's just like, hey, here's a model of our background noise. Just remove that, sit an inverse wave of that throughout the file as a filter. You know what? You're going to be perfectly fine with a limiter compressor.
The one 90, I was looking 90%. At, just, and you can look at it later, but it's called the DBX286S.
All right, so
it's a microphone preamp. It has 5 stars, and it's only 1 or 2 mono channels, depending on how you set it up.
DBX what? 290?
DBX286S.
Oh, I see it here.
And it's a little bit more expensive and less channels, but it has a preamp channel strip process, or it's a processor. It has compression. It has de-esser. It has enhancer.
Actually, it's only expensive if you go with Prime. There's actually a $99 option from a trusted seller there that you would just pay like $25 shipping, so it would actually be cheaper.
And it has an expander gate. So it has everything the Behringer has, but it also has a de-esser, and it also has a low pass filter somewhere in there. It's not in the bullet points. But
yeah, I'm looking at this. I just think the amount, look, now go back to the other one and look at how many different things you can adjust on it, as opposed to this, which only has like what, 4 knobs?
The one,
five
it has
knobs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
well,
seven.
No, the two were specifically for the gate. The other ones are the threshold for the compressor. I guess you're fine there, but you know what it is? Is it pairs together. So it's 2 stereo channels instead of it being 4 discrete channels, whereas the other one is 4 discrete channels. And since you and I basically deal in mono when we deal with voice, I can run individual limiting and gating for all 4 of my mic channels.
Yeah. I'm saying this has either 1 stereo or 2 mono channels.
It does, but you don't have a way to change the four different. There's only 10.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
If you do two channels, you only have one control.
Correct. You're only going to be able to set one envelope per. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, that was way in the weeds. Sorry, guys, but there's an explanation.
If you're
going to
do it, I would steer away from the Amazon Prime and go for the $99 one. Yeah, it says $99 and free shipping. So it's not 2-day shipping, but it's free shipping. So there you go. You can get the DBX 266 XS for $99 sold directly by DBX. And free shipping, just not free 2-day shipping.
I'm not seeing that, but I'll look.
I'm going to copy and I'm going to send you this link right now because you're my good friend, Adam Burns, and I'm going to send you the link to that right there in the Google chat.
The other thing I'd really like to discuss someday,
chat room is like, listening to people shopping is fascinating. Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
The other thing I want is a really good shotgun microphone, but the one that was recommended on this video show that I watched called Film Riot was $1,000 Rode NTG-8.
Yeah.
And it sounded great. It sounded really good, but I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a shotgun mic.
Some of the mics and some of like the Marantz digital recorders and stuff are just stupid expensive because they're things that are used by radio stations that are willing to pay $5,000 for a digital recorder.
Anyway, there you go. If you guys have technical questions, please email us, contact@dubiousintent.com.
If you have technical questions that are less boring than that, then please.
Sorry, guys, if you were bored.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewind it.
3, 2, 1! Contact, here's the secret.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. Adam, I kind of feel like we got an email.
You know what? I didn't look because my script just downloads all the audio files and I got lazy.
I don't think, you know what it is? We got an email from Curtis because he sent us in some previously ons and I think that was it. So I don't think we have, unless I deleted it because I figured, Adam certainly has this. I know we got one from Toppy Smelly who sent us in a voicemail via email.
No, we've got that.
I know. I see that right there. But I was just... So if we miss something, I'm sorry. It's all Adam's fault.
exactly.
Just send your angry emails to...
The only email I see is from Toppy.
Yeah, joebatance@dubiousintent.com. All right. Let's listen to that said voicemail from Toppy Smelly, shall we?
Hello, gentlemen. This is Toppy Smelly.
Hello, client. Toppy.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. So regarding vis-a-vis, e.g., your recent name change.
Yes.
A.K.A.
Yes.
Plus positive AIDS to just plain dubious intent.
Hashtag.
I thought I would tell you, I've always had a problem. It's always bothered me.
Yes.
This is dubious. It's actually dubious is the thing. The thing is, I had an uncle and his name was Lubitus.
Lubitus?
We called him Uncle Lou for short.
Uncle Lou. Yeah.
And
we had an answer.
It's kind of hard to say.
Oh, you're getting emotional.
You know that whole death thing last episode with Dan Haggerty and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, I thought you might be interested in this little known Hollywood factoid. What? Back in the day, like in the 60s, a long time ago, there was a half-hour TV show called Gentle Bent.
What is this?
It was a lot like...
Wait, what does that have to do with Lou?
That dolphin show, Flipper.
Right.
Except he had claws and it was a bear, not a flipper. Which makes you ask the question, if they called the dolphin show Flipper, why didn't they call the bear show Claws?
Right.
Huh?
They should have.
Exactly. Claws, yeah. So anyways, on this bear show, there was this little kid and he'd be like, oh, come here, big fella. Come here.
All right.
Yeah. And then later on, like many years later, there was this Grizzly Adams show. Hey, come here, big fella. I don't know. That little kid grew up to be Grizzly Adams. It's a little known Hollywood fact.
And he's gay.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, it was the same bear.
Same.
Because they have a long lifespan.
They do.
So, my uncle.
Oh, we're back to that.
Play with my,
honest, because I am upset.
I think that maybe this is a new creepy uncle. His uncle played with his, and then he can't say. He can't say what it is. I think we have it. Oh, shit. I lost my place in the voicemail. Do you remember where I was?
And then later on, like many years later, there was this Grizzly Adams
show. I'm so sorry.
Hey, come here, babe.
So sorry that you have to.
I don't.
I'm so sorry that you have to listen to this again. Adams. It's like it's I clicked on the wrong thing.
Hollywood factoid.
Oh, wait, hold on.
By the way, it was the same bear.
Same bear.
Because they have a long lifespan.
My uncle used to play with my
Dinky.
And you know, to be honest, because I am upset.
Penis.
I just want you to know, I have just so you know how upset I am. I've been this upset since with the Pride 48 show since Mike Lawson admitted he would not date mature birds. That's how upset I am. So, anyways, my uncle, he used to play with my stuffed animals.
Oh, stuffed animals.
Especially he liked the duck.
The duck.
And he used to, play war games with them and stuff. Like, it scarred me for life.
I can imagine.
And so every time I hear you guys say Dubious Intent, it reminds me of Uncle Lobius.
Right, Louis.
Lou. Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou.
So I'd just appreciate if you would change the name. Dubious. Just leave. Just make it Intent.
Intent.
Intent. I think we'll all still know it's you guys.
Right. Yeah.
So this is Toppy Smelly. Be a couple of deers and make that little change, won't you?
Great.
All right now.
Bye bye. All right. Bye bye. You know what?
See, go ahead. That's the thing, Toppy, about doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
It only matters if it bothers us.
Right. Yeah.
Not you.
See, that's the piece you missed there, right? It's like we don't care that it bothers you.
Yeah.
Had it been Aunt Tappy or Sassy that had called, maybe I would, but it's Toppy. It's basically Toppy. I mean, he whines about everything, like all
and
the
that's
time.
That's a stretch.
That's his thing, right? He whines. That's his thing. He's a whiner. He's a chronic whiner is what he is. And I for one will have no part in it. Anyway, thank you very much, Toppy Smelly. We do appreciate your phone call, and we will take it under advisement, as they say. You know that other podcast, the one that's pod fading. It's all about me. They are now calling us the Dubbins.
It's true.
The Dubbins.
We should just have a different name every week and see if Daniel can actually remember to say it in the opener, you know.
That would be a really thing. I was thinking if we were called the Dubbins, then I think we could think about like the new intro that we could have, you know, for the show. It would be very let's see if this
from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe.
I don't know how long this is. Wow. This is like a really big intro here. I don't know. Here we go.
It's time for the Dubbins.
I can say something like, "Yo, Adam B, drop a beat." See, or something like that. We could be hip and fresh.
I don't know. It's like,
right, all right. See, I think that's good. I think we should do that. We should investigate that, like being the Dubbins. So it could be.
Exactly.
That's pretty rad.
D-I-D and the Adam B on the Dubbins.
Yeah, I think the show would be so much better if you rapped. I think that would be great. Hey, you know what, Adam? We got another voicemail. It came in from Steve the Skater.
Steve the Skater. One of our listeners
that is a figure skater out in California. I don't know if you have Steve the Skater 69. I don't know why the 69 part. I think that's how many times he's lost in skating competitions. But anyway, let's listen to what Steve the Skater has to say.
Hi, Daniel.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Adam. This is Scott, Sater 69 on the Twitter, host of the Sater Sure podcast.
Yeah.
I'm calling to publicly apologize.
Yay!
Mia Koopa, Mia Koopa, mm-hmm. Mia Maxima Koopa.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Adam didn't like me because I didn't get a credit card. I'm drunk. I didn't get a Christmas card, and he said, "Oh, I sent it out to everyone who had an address on their website, and I sent it out to people I like." And I didn't get one, and I was a little hurt.
You were,
and then I realized that we got it. It just came really, really late.
Because you never fucking check your email,
Adam, for the wonderful Christmas card from
your mail. Your present.
Then I also need to let you know you are not fat. You are beautiful, Adam.
Well, thank you.
Is there anything about Daniel?
No, there's nothing about me.
I can't think if there's anything I need to say to Daniel.
Nothing. Nope. Nothing for me.
No,
at all.
I don't think there is.
Nope. Good.
You both know you give me Morning Woodhaven.
Ooh, Morning Woodhaven.
All the time. Oh. I love your show. I listen to it within 24 hours of it posting. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't. I was unaware.
All right.
Oh, but
only an hour. This is the Seder.
Seder.
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Wait, why
is that? Oh, by the way, Daniel, thank you, actually. I've learned how to truncate the Seder series, so it takes like 5 minutes off the show. It's really cool.
Oh, wow.
However, last week when I wanted, we were barely trying to get an hour, and when I said truncated, it was down to 50 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Troublesome. But anyway, I love you both. Have a wonderful day. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know why is that troublesome that you would be 50 minutes. If you only have 50 minutes worth of material, then you just do 50 minutes worth of material.
There because they've got contracts. They've got,
contracts. Yeah.
They've got spots, ad spots. They have to have a certain amount of time for.
Look,
yeah,
if you're short on content, just add more commercials. Look, this is a time-proven formula that's been used by Cocktails and Cream Puffs forever. And Turnip Style, I believe. They both do that, right? They just pad, like, half their shows are commercials, right? It's just pretty much, like, half their shows, like...
Go over to Amazon.com and use the special checkout code, Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Do you need a blowjob? We got you covered. TurnipStyle.com. It's like, it's just kind of like erectile dysfunction? We got you covered. TurnipStyle.com. Yeah, they've got all those things over there and whatnot. A big fatty makes up 20 minutes worth of shit every day. You could do that.
He reads coupons and bingo.
You should go to that. His go-to is the Family Circus. I would go, there's a wealth. You know what I would do, Sater, if next time you're short on material, just start reading Calvin and Hobbes. Just like, look, it's a little cardboard box and it's called the transmogrification machine and the little stuffed tiger is in there with the kid and... Then in the next panel, the kid and the tiger look real. The tiger looks real. So we know that we're now in the kid. You can explain it to the people that don't get it. Like we know we're in the child's imagination because the tiger is no longer a stuffed tiger. He's real. It's very, I think that's what you should do, Sater.
Anyway, thank you for calling, Scott. Let's end the contact.
I was, someone in the chat room just typed in the sentence. Fleet enemas. I don't even think that's a sentence. I think that's just a statement. Fleet enemas. And I was just like, what?
An enema is when you put water up your boo hole.
No,
right?
Actually, no. See, a fleet enema is when you put fleet up your butt.
Or actually, for a woman, it's not her boo hole. It's
that is incorrect.
It's
no,
her
a fleet
boo hole.
No. An enema is always about cleansing out the intestines. Like it's for people that may suffer from constipation or whatever. To be very clean or something.
I don't know. They tried that on me one time, and all I know is I screamed like a little girl.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2DI+. That is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You know what it was, Adam?
I did it so well.
I didn't even know what the title was. I was looking back, and it's like I wasn't prepared. I thought you were, honestly, had been hurt by an enema.
No. Yes, I've never done one.
And I'd never heard of someone being hurt by an enema. That seemed odd to me.
I think the sensation would freak me out a little.
Actually, you know what?
Is there even a sensation?
Not really, because, there's no nerves in your intestine after, like, the first few inches. Huh. Like, there's no nerves along the...
So what you're saying is all you really need to be with someone that's a few inches.
Right, yeah, that's pretty much it, because you can't really feel the rest of it. I mean, you can if it touches an internal organ or something, but that's neither here nor there. We can talk about that on another...
Oh, you bumped my kidney!
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.